Welcome to the Catholic Man Show. I am Adam Minahan, and this is a special edition. If you haven't been following recently, we've been trying our best to put out once a month or so a show that does not fit to our weekly format, where we just sit down and have an interview with somebody. We've interviewed Mark Gillespie from WhiskeyCast, talking about like just Whiskey 101. We've talked with Liam Hoffman from Hoffman Blacksmithing, talking about forgings. We had the opportunity to do a interview series with Sam Guzman of the Catholic Gentleman, Hector Molina, and Dr. Scott and Kimberly Hahn on the domestic church. Next month, we have an interview scheduled with Brett McKay, who is from The Art of Manliness. We're excited about that interview as well. We're just trying our best to give a little bit more, a little bit extra outside of the weekly podcast that we do. If this is something that you like, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear feedback. If you like the idea of us once a month trying to interview somebody outside of the normal programming, outside of the weekly schedule, let us know. If you don't like it, let us know that too. We definitely want to know, because this obviously takes time, and if you guys don't really like it and you're not getting much out of it, there's really no point in doing this. So let us know if you like it. If you don't, make sure to send all of the hate mail to David. David loves hate mail. He loves replying to hate mail. That's where you want to go. This interview is with Chris Stefanik. Chris Stefanik is a husband, a father of six. He is the host of an EWTN show, Real Life Catholic. He's an author, speaker, very busy man. We get a chance to talk about his new program called Rise. And I also get a chance to ask him questions submitted by the Council of Man. Now, those questions are not a part of this interview. That is exclusive for the Council. Now, what is the Council of Man, you ask? That is a great question. It is men who support the Catholic Man Show by donating $10 a month. Now, in return for the $10 a month that you send to us, we in return send a Catholic Man Show Glencairn glass, which is the most manly whiskey vessel out there. You get a chance to be a part of the Catholic Man Show Facebook group, private Facebook group, and we do exclusive content for those members. So if you want to do that, you can go to thecatholicmanshow.com and become a member of the Council of Man. All the money that we get, that Dave and I get from the Council of Man, we don't pocket any of that. It all gets rolled back into the show. So I want to make sure to thank all you gentlemen out there who have been supporting the Catholic Man Show. We, Dave and I, greatly appreciate it. And without further ado, the interview with Chris Stefanik. Enjoy. Here today with Chris Stefanik. Chris, thanks. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, brother.
Absolutely. So, Chris, I got to talk to you real quick about this. You're a husband. You're a father of six. Mm-hmm. You host your own EWTN TV show.
Yep.
You're a speaker. You're an author. You have like 18 irons in the fire, right? I mean, you're all over the place. Yet you decided that you needed something for men. You decided that there was something important enough to where you said, okay, all these fires are out here. I got to add one more in because I got to do this Rise program. What happened there? Give me your train of thought.
Wow. So I got a call to be part of this, to write it. And I said, no. I said, there's no way I got time for it.
Right.
And I said, but look, man, I'll give this one day. And I'll ask the Lord to tell me if he wants me to do it. And I kind of said that, you know, almost in my snarky way, thinking, he's not going to say anything.
Right, right.
He's speaking through my busy life.
Right.
You know, it's rare that he'll just break in with this voice from heaven. Well, I said that, and I shouldn't have. No, I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
I got off the phone, literally got off the phone, and I opened the door of my car to go into Mass. And a guy walks up to me who prays for me a lot, and he said, you have to do something for men.
Boom.
He said, I had a dream last night that there was this beautiful field of wheat and a field next to it that was burnt to a crisp, and the devil came up to me between the two fields, said, that field is the women, but I've destroyed all the men.
Wow.
Yeah. So, if only
there was a 2x4 for you. Yeah. 2x4 right across. Yeah.
he's not. If only he were that clear with me all the time.
Right.
Of course, if you were that clear with me all the time, I half of the time I'd probably say, you know, like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
Did you really say that?
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Yeah. And then I'd be accountable for all the things I ignore. But right. In his mercy, he was clear that time. And so here we are. You know, this is really about, this is not just about the culture war, which is important. I mean, if men showed up for work as husbands, as fathers, whether you're single or married, if we show up living out who we are, it fixes half the problems in the world. But the program really is about showing up for the battle in our own hearts and fixing the problems there. Because we do that and everything else follows. Yeah, that's what it's about.
So you can go to menriseup.org to find out more about it. And yeah. It seems like that there's this idea that's, I mean, we're the Catholic Man Show. It seems like that there's more initiative to get men to get them alive. It's like they're existing, but they're not alive.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think that a lot of it has to do with the idea of authentic brotherhood has just been twisted. Like the idea of men having an intimate relationship is almost uncomfortable to even talk about.
Oh yeah. We've completely lost the art of friendship.
Right.
And I don't think we've ever been lonelier because of it. You know, maybe we lost it 100 years ago. But at least there was more of a tendency to live in your town and your village where you knew people and you were known by them. And, you know, nowadays the world's very disconnected, very transient and mobile. And we go to work and we go back to our little cells and go to sleep. You know, that's just not what God intended.
Right.
We have to get intentional about the basics. And we often live with that sense like, man, I wish there were meaningful friendships in my life that were going somewhere. I wish I was closer to God. I wish I was a better father. Whatever it is, I wish there was something more. Well, there is something more. And we got to get intentional about not just learning about it, but doing it. You know, Jesus, right. He's not a hobby we're supposed to tinker around with. He's a guy we're supposed to follow in our daily lives. And that's what it's about. If you want to learn something new, this isn't the program for you. And not that that's a bad thing.
Right.
You know, if you want to actually take the stuff that we know and put it into practice and have practical daily coaching and how to do that and pick up challenges that will change your life, it's time for Rise.
So where does holy leisure play into this? I think the idea of leisure has just been, again, another one of the devil's takes a good and twists it and messes it up. Men today have this idea of leisure is sitting on the lazy boy watching football. Where does holy leisure play into this?
Yeah. Or, you know, if it's meaningful leisure, if it's brotherhood time, you'll note that most men's group at parishes are at like 5 a.m.
Right. Yeah.
You know, right. I've always resented this. Right. I'm like, why can't we give ourselves some prime time here?
Right.
Everybody's wives saying, like, you know, if you're going to go hang out with your buddies, I don't even want to know what happened. You better be home before I wake up.
Right.
You know, come on, man. No. We got to be intentional about meaningfulness. And hanging out with brothers and growing in faith together is a key piece of that. You know, a lot of guys who are doing Rise, they're also meeting. It's an individual challenge. You get a short thing in your inbox every day that actually doesn't take much time at all. I design it with a busy life in mind.
Mm-hmm.
But I love when I hear about groups that are, you know, they're doing this with friends. they're checking in, how you doing with your challenges? And then they also meet once a week. And I'd say, please meet over some prime time, you know? Take a Thursday night or something, go out and grab a beer, watch a Rise video, and just talk about how are you growing your faith together. I mean, that's it puts meaningfulness in it, but it builds intimacy. It cures that loneliness problem. We can have a revolution, really, of guys who start meaningful friendships. And, man, could you imagine what would happen if the Catholic Church, in this tragic time in our history, was rebranded as the place to go for the best guys' fellowship around?
Right.
We can make that happen. It's not rocket science.
Chris, you know what's interesting is our show kind of developed over the idea of men getting together, you know, sitting by the campfire, having a beer, talking about meaningful things in life. And when I told my wife, hey, I'm taking Thursday, you know, one Thursday a month and meeting with guys, we're going to drink a beer and we're going to talk philosophy or theology. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a tough sell. And I'm a salesman by trade. So I thought, like, this is going to be a tough sell. Turns out she said, absolutely. And then afterwards, without me even probing, she said, you know what, Adam, it's interesting. Every time you come back, you seem like that you're rejuvenated. You seem like you're a better husband. You're a better father. Yeah. She was excited for me to go.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing this to ourselves.
Right, yeah.
It's not our wives.
Right.
Crazy weight and pressure and expectations on ourselves. And not only the Lord, but our wives and kids, like, Dad, would you please go have fun?
Right, yeah. You know, it's interesting. Well, let me ask you this, because I don't want to take up too much of your time, and I have, like, only 32 questions to ask you now. We are busy. Men, we're busy. We're working a lot. A lot of the work that we're doing now, though, is not what it was 100 years ago. You know, the guy isn't walking out of his front door and just plowing the fields. We're not just, you know, we don't have a trade that's right outside of our door. The idea of an office is kind of a new thing over the last 150 years. It used to be the man just walked outside and worked with his hands and had a trade. Because of the idea of this office now, and we're not really working, a lot of guys aren't working with their hands. Mm-hmm. It almost creates this idea of them not having to do anything hard. And so then whenever you get into your spiritual life and there's something that hits and it's like, ooh, that's hard. I don't want to do that. Do you think that there's a correlation there? Do you know what I'm saying? I may not articulate that well.
I hear you. A lot of our jobs are kind of heady. You know, there's a great peace that comes from people with the blessing of being able to work with their hands, because you could also gauge the progress in very tangible ways to work. So there can be an interior angst created by people who are in an intellectual trade, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Where it's if you're in ministry, it's the same thing. I deal with this too. It's difficult on a day-to-day basis to gauge, did I do anything today?
Right.
What forward motion did I make today? Mm-hmm. As opposed to doing something with your hands. But we tend to approach faith in the same way. We take that headiness and we apply it to the spiritual life. It's like, man, I want to see some tangible results. You know, and that's we really wrote Rise with that in mind too. You know, these are practical tools. You're going to be a better man. We're going to bridge the gap between who you idealize that you should be and who you are right now. You have to do specific things every day. So I think it's a radically different approach than most people have encountered when they come to church or think of a church program. You know, not that there's anything wrong at all with things that are educational. We got to form our minds, but that's only part of it.
Right. Where does silence play in the role with all the dings and social media and all the things that are going on, all the noise? Where does silence play in?
Yeah, so much noise, brother.
Yeah,
it's insane. it prevents us from living life to the full. People think that we can multitask well. No one is good at multitasking well. It's an absolute myth.
Right.
You know, even that ding from one email. It takes you about 20 minutes for your mind to reorient itself and get fully ramped up to the place that it had been before. So guys think it's harmless when they get home and they're with their wives and kids to check an email every 5-10 minutes, see what happened or came in there, check your Twitter feed every 20 minutes. What happens is you're not fully attentive to your family ever or to what God is doing for your life ever. I mean, so people literally lose their lives, lose their greatest resource of their attentiveness this way. We take that kind of thing on and Rise, give very specific challenges for how to fix that problem in your life.
So I think a lot of guys are stout. We're finally waking some of them up. They're finally understanding, okay, I'm the spiritual leader of the family. I'm the head of the household. You know, I have responsibilities. I've heard all of this. I don't know how to practically like take that and make it work in my day-to-day life. Can you give us like one thing? Maybe for dads out there that are saying, like, listen, I get it. I'm a spiritual leader of the family. I get it. I'm the provider, the protector. Practically, how do I put that into work?
Oh, wow. There's so many things. I mean, Rise, you got, every day with Rise, we got a challenge every day. Right. Actually, it's the kind of program you should probably revisit again and again, because it's tough to keep them in mind, to keep them in the forefront. So I'm going to go through it again myself. It's really good to come back to those basics and say, I need to do this. So it is things like, at what time of day are you turning your phone off so that you could be present to your family? It is simple things like when you walk in the door of your house, I need you to wipe your feet in the carpet on the way in and envision yourself wiping that thing that's pissing you off right now that happened in traffic or at your office.
Right.
Because God intended you to be a blessing for your family and not to wear them down by your bad attitude. You know, so are you going to be intentional about doing that? You have to envision that you're leaving that stuff before you walk in the house so you could go in and be that fresh blessing. But it's these little things that are very simple that we're not intentional about. And years go by and relationships don't happen. Friendships don't happen. Your relationship with your kids don't happen like they should. Your relationship with your wife grows cold because you're not intentional about those basic, simple things. So it's about the basics.
Yeah, I love that too. You have to be intentional. At Catholics, I think we could talk all about, we can have all these hot words, keywords that everybody wants to talk about. But if you're not intentional about it, no change is going to happen.
No change, man. Yeah.
Okay, so menriseup.org is the place to go. I have about four or five other questions that are rapid-fire questions for you that our Council of Man group asked us.
Sweet. But before you do that, we're starting a big challenge on the 17th of September. Thousands of guys from around the world at menriseup.org. So you'd be going through this spiritually bonded with guys from all around the world. And there's challenges that start throughout the fall as well. So really, anytime you want to jump in. But 17th is a big one.
And there you have it. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Chris Stefanik. If you want to hear the remaining interview, feel free to become a Council of Man member. If not, do us a favor. Please, do us one favor. Go and leave us a review on iTunes. That would be a huge help. We'd really appreciate it. We're on the Lord's team, the winning side, so raise your glass. Cheers to Jesus.